Who are we now? We resident visitors, minuscule among massive peaks. These mountains, some of the youngest of the planet, tall and lanky, sharp-shouldered teenage indifference. Do they know we stand and stare? How we dream of their permanence, ours, the frail bodies of milk and blood and hollow bone. Had they voices, would they sing? Would they dream of becoming the weightless sparrow, the mere Homo sapiens? Perhaps that's why they tremble and shimmy, shaking boulders loose like dogs rising from a pond in a violent whip of water. One morning, early, the bed began to quiver, and I swear I heard a tune, a single humming note. The same sound the raven's wings make when they fly, low and closed-beaked, over my head. Even their bodies unable to contain the song of who they were meant to be.